Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. So fabulous. Such a fabulous day. I was just talking with my angel in the background, Danielle, that today is the full moon. How perfect. How perfect a day to talk about the stories we tell ourselves. I am Heather, and this is Illuminate Your Worth, and when we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And by the way, you are always welcome to come to the chat room, inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, and talk to me if you have questions during the show, if you just want to say hi. And stories, yes. So, you know, we have stories about absolutely everything. And I contemplate this when I'm talking to people, and I contemplate how the things that they believe to be true involve a background story of why it's true. So if you think about it, everything in your life, everything is a reflection of the story that you tell yourself about yourself, right? And this isn't, you know, this isn't calling you out. This isn't good or bad. It's just the way that we relate to the world, because our story that we tell creates our reality for us. And they run through everything, you know, they run through everything that we believe. And we have this habit as we don't create what we want. This is something that can kind of mess with you a little bit, right? You don't actually create what you want. You create from what you believe you are. That's why it's so hard for us sometimes to change something or to achieve some goal. It's funny because Danielle was about to text me, full honesty here, because I was a little bit late coming into the studio because I was in a webinar and she was talking about creating, she calls it her now goal. And it's like creating a goal for yourself that feels a little bit like it's impossible. But the only reason it's actually impossible is because you don't believe it. I mean, think about the people who are super successful. I'm sure there's stuff that they don't believe that they could do. But if you think about the people who are super successful and have achieved massive things, they never say to themselves, oh, that's impossible, I couldn't do that, because, and then there's a story of the why, right? So this identity narrative that runs through you runs your show. So now that's, and it's funny because there was a 50-50 draw. So if you watch baseball, I live in Toronto, they did lose, and the World Series just recently, the whole city got all depressed. But I don't watch baseball, so it didn't really impact me that much. But they were having, all season long, they have a 50-50 draw and to raise money for their favorite charity. And it usually does pretty well, you know, but probably because they went to the World Series, the part that someone was taking home with them, the 50% of what they raised was $25 million. Like, so I, of course, was like, oh, I really could use
that. Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
I could do so much stuff with that. And then I thought, well, you know, that my narrative isn't telling me I can't win. That's something outside of my control. But the things that I can control are within my narrative. That was just a little side story about I didn't win, by the way. I would still be here even if I win. Because my idea behind abundance, slight side note, my idea about abundance is the more abundance that I have, the more I can create change and do things in the world. So I don't see money's not evil. Money is not evil. Money is a tool to help me become more awesome and do more awesome things. So my identity is, some people's identity is money is evil because that's what they've been told and that's the story that they tell themselves. And in a way, that story is keeping you from the success that you could have. So think about if you half of you wants ease and comfort and freedom and the money to do that, and the other half of you is telling you that, well, money's evil, rich people are bad, then you aren't going to achieve it, right? Because you believe that. That's a narrative running inside of you. So your narrative, the stories you tell, it can be about your voice. For a long time, I thought my voice was too small because it's quite soft, especially when I'm teaching yoga and people have trouble hearing me. But then I realized, no, my voice isn't too small. My voice is perfect, just the way it is. I was designed to use this voice, so I will use it in the way that it's designed. Could be about your visibility. It's like, oh, nobody ever notices me, or too many people notice me, or if people notice me, I'll get into trouble. There's something that happened in your past that tells you whether visibility is good or bad. It can be about boundaries. It can be about the prices of things. It can be about relationships. I mean, the story inside of you is all from your past. Right? It's all from your past. And it's how you've learned to navigate in the world. So are you the one who always plays it safe because it's dangerous to stretch a little bit because you might fail? Because when you fail, this happens, then this happens, and this happens. You know that I think failure is actually just amazing. I've failed at so many things, oh my goodness. And when I realized that failure and mistakes were just a chance for me to realize, well, that didn't work. So if I try this, I'll try this. I like a life, I'm a scientist of my life. Are you an overthinker? Overthinkers believe that they have to have the solution completely figured out. They have to know everything before they do something. And that's a habit. That's a story. That's a, if, you know, maybe you know of someone, or maybe you watch someone in your life or who would just fly by the seat of their pants and it just felt too dangerous for you. So you're like, oh no, you've got to think those things through. Maybe it was a movie. I can think of movies I saw when I was a little kid that impacted me, which is funny, but stories can come from anywhere. And I had for quite a long time, besides the voice thing, I had the people don't listen to me. And it's so interesting because the right people listen. And I still know that when I speak, sometimes people, it's not that they're not listening. They just can't hear what I'm saying. So you might be listening to the podcast and you might actually not hear the message. That's fine, you know. But the story that I tell myself isn't anymore that people don't listen to me. The story that I tell myself now is when the person is ready, they will hear what I say. It's different. It's very different. And that doesn't diminish me. That makes me know that my mess, and that's not to judge people who can't hear me, because they are on their journey. Like, this is never, there's never a hierarchy. There's never a better, worse. There's a, oh, that's interesting. I live my life in the, oh, that's interesting world, and trying to understand how it works. I'm someone who, when I was a little kid, I used to take the, I don't know if my parents know this actually, if they're listening. I used to take things apart to see how they worked. When I couldn't sleep, I've always been, once I got old enough, older, when I couldn't sleep, I would just go into the bathroom and experiment, mix things in the sink. Don't leave things that your kid can get at in the bathroom in case they were like me and they just mix things in the sink to see what happens. I'm sure my parents have no idea I used to do that. I was really good at being quiet. So when you learn something new about yourself, or when you're open to learning something new about yourself, that can completely shift your world. That can completely shift how you present yourself in the world, how you step forward, how you engage. So when I shifted from nobody's listening to the people who need to hear what I'm saying can hear me, then that shifted my ability, my belief in myself, that it was important for me to speak. Because I'm an ideas doula. This is what I call myself, an ideas doula. I can have so many ideas for people on how to help them. I can see so much potential in people. I can know, I have a knowing, I'm like, oh, that person, if they could do this, it would unlock so much for them. This is one of my superpowers. And I know all this. If I kept all that inside, then that wouldn't help that person. But I also can't give it to that person until they're ready, right? So my new understanding of how I communicate has blown open
the doors. Recording in progress.
My new understanding of how I communicate has blown open the doors and allowed me to stand up and go, this is what I believe to be true. And yep, it's a story that I tell myself. And I'm okay with that because I like this story. The old story I didn't like so much. It kept me from doing things that I was called to do. You can feel a calling inside of you. You can feel what you're meant to do and still not do it because you don't believe it's true. Because you don't believe it's true, right? If you believe in your core that something is true, then it is true for you, 100%. And the most amazing thing is you can change what the story is. You know, how good is that? How good is it that we can actually write our own story? And I can hear you. No, Heather, I can't do it. It's too permanent. Nothing is permanent. Go back and listen to the show on impermanence. Nothing is impermanent, my friend, at all. Look, I used to be a redhead. Now I'm faded. Nothing is permanent. I got a new phone yesterday. I was telling Danielle, I got a new phone yesterday. My old phone is still here, kind of. Nothing is permanent. There's upgrades going on all the time. So jump on the upgrade bandwagon and upgrade your story. We upgrade our computers all the time, all the time. You know, sometimes I'm not even looking. We were talking, actually, Danielle talking about this. Zoom upgraded. It's like, I opened Zoom. I'm like, oh, it's upgraded. So imagine if we could just tell the universe, could you just download our instant upgrade to our conscious mind? You know, you can start in the subconscious, load it up and let it, you know, automatically launch the next time I get out of bed. That would be so easy, right? Just upgrade the software. I did hypnotherapy for a long time, and that's what my view of hypnotherapy was. It's just upgrading the software of my subconscious to help me rewrite the story that I tell myself so that I am so much more aligned with my inner driver. We don't have any limits to our uploads, my friends. We don't have any limits to our upgrades. We, you know, computers, you can only upgrade so many times and then it can't handle it anymore. You can upgrade as much as you want. How amazing is that? Like, you could upgrade from one. I tell people I think I'm on Heather 5.0 now. So are you on 1.0 still? Let's upgrade your software, right? We're going to talk about this after the break. We're going to go for a break in a minute. So I'm going to talk about some of the stories you might be telling yourself and what the default is that you're kind of dropping yourself into. And maybe we could talk about how to rewrite that. How would that be? So my friend, I am Heather. We are talking about upgrading your story. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. On during the break, pop over and give us a 5-star review if you haven't done that yet, or come on down to the chat room and let's talk about the stories we tell ourselves. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform, streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay, so let's talk about thriving. Well, let's talk about your story of why you're not thriving. Right? My goodness. Can you imagine if you wrote your story in a way, and this is what a lot of, I've used it even on myself. And the goal setting is future pacing, right? The I will at some point be this. Now, if you can imagine that that's true now and live the energy of that right now, that starts to help you rewrite your story. So let's talk about what your current story is. That's just a little teaser for later. Let's talk about your current story. So if you were going to write a book about yourself, you know, so far in your life, what would you call the book? What would the title be? What would the title of your book be? So maybe it's called The Overachiever. The story of the overachiever. I used to write that book. I changed the title of my book. There's the good girl, the story of the good girl and how she did everything she was supposed to. Some of us have that story. I had that story for a little while, although my parents might disagree. The invisible expert story. I know so, because I coach coaches as well. And entrepreneurs, I've done quite a bit of business coaching because of my business background was where I started in business coaching. The invisible expert story. So many small businesses and entrepreneurs have the invisible expert story. They're very good at what they do, but nobody knows it. And they believe that they're invisible. So it kind of keeps them invisible by believing that. I coached for a long time. So when I was doing business coaching, I coached a lot of health and wellness professionals because I owned my own yoga studio. I ran my own massage therapy business. I was, you know, teaching yoga, doing the wellness things. And so many of the people that I worked with, so many of my peers were living paycheck to paycheck. And I was thinking, you are really good at what you do. You should be more successful than this. It's so kind of like you're always selling yourself short. You know, you're like, well, and they would have excuses of why they weren't successful. But trying to unpack that, I tried to unpack that from the business perspective for them to teach them how to run a business. But I expanded my coaching practice to this whole person coaching because the business is just one piece of the story. Right. If you are running a business as an entrepreneur and you're an invisible expert, there's some other stories going on in your background that aren't to do with your business. They're to do with you because you are your business that are keeping you invisible. There's the I'm not ready yet story. Oh, I would, you know, go for that promotion, but I'm not ready yet. I would quit my job and start this dream business I have, but I'm not ready yet. Yeah, I know, Danielle, right? We got that title. It can be a chapter in your book, but don't make it the whole title of your book. Because think about the stories, like a novel. If it's a novel about you, you can talk about, maybe I'll write a book about me. Wouldn't that be cool? It's like, you know, I was the good girl. Then I was the overachiever. I was the invisible expert. I was not ready. Dun, 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 dun. And then, boop-a-doo. And then everything changed when I rewrote, when I did something, I took a step, I decided to think differently. There's also the prove and please loop person. Prove I'm better, as good as I, you know, prove that I'm good enough and please others. That's looking for your validation outside of you. You don't need that. You don't need me to tell you to rewrite the story, but I am telling you, I'm giving you full permission, my friend. Full permission. You can write a new chapter in your book, and that will change the title of your book. And you can, if you're feeling it, you know, without judging yourself, just it helps to recognize where you are. It helps to recognize yourself. We like certain movies and certain TV shows and certain people because we can see ourselves in those people. So if you're not sure, just look around. Say, what is the habit of what you do when you are dealing with other people? But also, I think sometimes the people that we look up to, the people that we admire and aspire to, is because we know we have that potential inside of us. And we're looking up to them to say, they have it. I wonder if I could. But then we don't ever take that step. We use comparison to help us. Comparison isn't always a negative thing. Comparison is negative when you use it to make yourself lesser than. Comparison is useful when you use it to say, this is where I am. This is where I'd rather be. And there's a gap in between. You're like, okay, so to get up there, that person is there. Now, I don't want you to copy anybody. I'm a firm believer in no copying, but you can use evidence of how they got there. Don't ever try to, you know what, don't ever try to be somebody else because I want you to be you. I want you to be you, 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 100% you, because you came to do something important for some reason, and you're the only person who can do it, right? So if you're the overachiever story, what are you trying to prove? Like, and who are you trying to prove it to? I did this for a long time. Oh my goodness gracious me. I was never competitive. So I told myself I wasn't competitive, but man, I was competitive against myself because I had a belief that whatever I did wasn't actually good enough. So I needed to do more than that. I needed to, and I'm not saying I don't constantly work on self-development. Obviously I do, but it's with a different energy. I'm not trying to prove anything. I just really like the things that I'm interested in. I have a coach that I'm friends with who asked me, she was asking me questions about why are you digging? So I've been studying human design, which, by the way, life-changing. If you want me to talk to you about human design, just send me a message. It is life-changing. And it has given me so many insights into the best way for me to operate in the world is a good way for me to describe it. And if you want to talk about it, I'm not going to talk about it here because we're talking about you. But so she was asking me about how I was like diving deep and going down the rabbit hole and learning all of this stuff about human design. And I said, well, if I find it interesting and I find it engaging in a way, then I like to study it deeper. So for and in comparison, I gave her, you know, I had to change my software that I manage my clients with because the software I was using for the past few years closed. Just said, we're shutting down. And so I had to find a new one. And there's a learning curve when you do something brand new, even rewriting your own story. There's a learning curve. You got to give yourself some grace. I had to intentionally sit down and say, I'm going to learn this right now, and I'm going to do this right now. I didn't want to. I wanted to go do something fun because for me, learning human design or learning, you know, anatomy, like I used to study anatomy like crazy, learning all of these things that I find interesting, I could engage in that for long periods of time and not have to talk myself into it. This I had to talk myself into. So when you're the overachiever, are you doing it for you? Because some people would still call me an overachiever. Are you doing it for you, or are you doing it to prove something? It's a different energy. The good girl story is, you know, did someone tell you that you had to be good? You know, all good children go to heaven. What's that rhyme? I don't even remember. I don't even know if that's actually how it goes. But when we're little, depending on how you're brought up, you know, people are always like, oh, I can remember. She's so polite. Oh, she's such a sweet girl. Oh, she's so quiet. And it wasn't because I was necessarily a good girl in public. It was just I was shy, right? People are always like taller than you and they're looking down at you. And you're like, oh, God. So if you're being the good girl and following the rules, I'm a believer that rules have to have a purpose. If you're going to follow a rule, it has to have a good reason. And it can't stop you from being you, right? So yes, there's a, you know, I there's rules that have a good reason, like stopping on red lights. That's a good reason. That's, you know, that's we've agreed that we'll stop on red lights. I agree with that rule. But why are you being a good girl? What's it keeping you from actually doing? Is it keeping you actually from speaking out? Is it keeping you from having boundaries? Because you don't think you should be able to say, you know, no to something. You know, it's not serving you if it's not serving you. The invisible expert, I already talked about the invisible expert. It's okay to be seen. It's okay to be successful in your business. It's okay to make wads and wads of money in your business. The more successful your business is, the more people you can help, depending on what your business is. But even that, the more people you can hire, like everything, it just expands your capabilities. If you're a jerk when you're poor, you're going to be a jerk when you're rich. If you're a nice person when you're poor. I'm just using this as a relative example. If you are struggling and you're a good person, you're going to be a good person when you're not struggling. Money doesn't make you evil. The I'm not ready yet story is an interesting story. It captures those people who think that the next course or the next webinar or the even though I just came from a webinar, but it's different. I am actually, it's about human design. I'm actually learning something new because I find it interesting. Like the I'm not ready story is the I need something else because I'm not good enough to do this thing that I've been dreaming of doing. But here's a reality that some people don't, that I don't think I ever realized this, or I knew it, but I didn't know it. Do you know what I mean? The only way you can learn something is to do it. Think about parents. So, do you think any parent was ever ready to have a kid? Oh my goodness. I've never heard a parent saying, I've got it all figured out. I know what's going to happen. The only way for you to learn, even if it's learning if something's not for you, although I don't recommend that with kids, is to do it. You have to take an action. You have to make a mistake. You take that lesson and you move forward. So the I'm not ready story yet means you are never going to do it. You are never going to take the step to do it. You are never going to take the step and make the mistake and find the answer and move forward. Sorry, friend, but you got to make the mistake. You got to take the action. I think, you know, parents, just ask, even if it, or if you're a parent, you figure it out as you go. You figure out what you did wrong. Oh, I won't do that again. And then you figure out what's next. So, oh my God, it's time for another break already. Okay, we're going to go on another break, just a quickie. Make sure you come back. Make sure that you bookmark us. Make sure that you share us with your friends. Make sure that you are ready to write your story. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and I will see you right after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So the stories. Oh my goodness. Yes, this is, welcome back, my friend. To illuminate your worth. Imagine if we could light a light on the stories that we've told about ourselves and then write a new ending to that particular chapter, not the book yet. The book's not done yet. Goodness gracious. Now, this is something that I wanted to mention. So alignment and activation. Alignment is knowing that you're meant to do something. It's like your calling. It's like what? It's the thing that's been kind of like, oh, I feel like I should be doing something different. I have no idea what it is. Or I feel like I want to do something different. I have no idea what it is. I don't know which way to go. Activation is getting more clarity on what it is. And maybe it's the story that you're telling yourself. If you have been telling yourself that you're stuck, that's a story, right? If you've been telling yourself you're confused, that's a story. There is clarity inside of you, but sometimes you need someone outside of you to help you. So the alignment activation is what I want to tell you about. It's complimentary. You get to spend an hour with me going through some questions to help you figure out what story you've been telling, where you might not see the pattern that's happening, and then you can activate. If you are interested in that, send me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach. It's not on the website yet. It is just you emailing me and me sending you the link. So alignment. Imagine if you lived in line with what the story that is more exciting for you, more fun for you, more uplifting. Wow. So you're not stuck. You just keep telling yourself the same story. If you keep telling yourself the same story, nothing changes. It's like that. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Was that Einstein? I think that was Einstein. And what if you're not actually confused about what's going on? What if you're just trying to make an old story fit into a new identity that you're trying to move into? And that's kind of confusing, because if you tell yourself that you're not ready, but you're trying, but you move into a new identity that's trying things, it's going to feel kind of confusing. You won't necessarily know how to navigate the lessons. Instead of saying, well, I am ready to take this step, and I am ready to learn the lessons, and I'm ready to step into this new story of me, right? So, and another thing, so we talk about improvement. I say so a lot, don't I? Oh my goodness. Oh well. If you stopped trying to improve, in quotation marks, the story, think about the story is fine. You are actually already perfect, even with the stories you've been telling yourself so far. But what if you could change the story? So don't try to improve it. Just change it. Change it entirely. You don't have to go along the route of the hero's journey if you don't want to. You know, the hero's journey, there was the person, think of Neo in Matrix, if you saw the Matrix. Actually, every story is the hero's journey. They didn't believe in themselves. They had a crisis. A mentor came along, illuminated their worth. They didn't totally believe it, but then a crisis came and they had to step into it, and suddenly they realized that they were worthy and they did have that skill and they were meant to do that. Don't wait for a crisis. You don't have to wait for a crisis. You can just believe today, actually, I know I'm worth it. If you still need a mentor, I'm here for you. I'm down. But you're allowed to outgrow this old story of you. I outgrew the shy, quiet, good girl story because it was keeping me from an amazing life. Oh my goodness. Did I make mistakes? Hell yes, I made mistakes. Oh my goodness. I could write a whole story on the mistakes that I've made, but I use that knowledge to help people. You might still make your own mistakes. Hey, you know, it's part of the fun. You are allowed to stop explaining your struggle. And you can just change that energy. You have permission to just change into the, I embody what you want to become, embody what you're coming, what you're becoming. You are allowed to be whatever you want to be. And you're allowed to do whatever you want to do. The thing that stops you is the story that you cannot. I have this amazing client who, this is kind of funny. You will recognize yourself. I know you will recognize yourself if you're listening. She had my coaching relationship started with her. Well, it was actually, I knew her before that, but she had a stove, an old stove that wasn't, or two of the elements weren't working. You know, it was in need of replacement. And she didn't believe that she could go to a store and understand and buy a new stove because they're so complicated now. Now, I know when you think about it now, if you're listening, that you're probably laughing because you have come so, so far. I mean, there are things now that she explains to me. Because she just dove in. She dove in. She figured out how to figure out what she needed to know. And it hasn't stopped. And it just makes me so happy that she was brave enough to trust me to just take that little step forward and start trusting yourself. my mom drives me crazy because, you know, she won't, when I first started texting her, don't text me, it's too complicated. I don't understand Facebook, it's too complicated. And I said to her, Mom, it's not complicated. You just don't want to learn it. She's a smart person. She has the capacity. So what are you telling yourself that you can't do that you fully have the capacity for, but you're telling yourself you can't? If you want, sure, if she doesn't want to learn it, whatever, you don't have to learn it. But don't tell yourself you can't do something. I don't believe in that word. I don't believe in that word at all. People tell me I can't do things. My husband would laugh. People tell me all the times I can't do things. And then my hands go on my hips and I say, oh yeah, do you want to watch me? Now, I know that people sometimes can use that as, you know, reverse psychology. I bet you can't wash all the dishes. I can, I just don't want to. So you choose. You choose how you want to, use that. But you are allowed to tell a new story, right? The old story got you to where you are, which is amazing, right? It's so good. You are perfect. You are outstanding. You are a wonderful human being. And this old story has served you really well. Thank it. Thanks, old story. You're great. You protected me and got me this far. Let's turn to volume two, where we get our software upgrade. I'm mixing books and software. That's okay. You're going to get your upgrade and you're going to go to volume two, version two, and start living the new story. You don't have to have a crisis to start your new story. It can be a big crisis. It can be a little crisis, small crisis, big crisis. So when you're thinking about your story, so one of the first things that's going to be important and helpful for you, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you're confused, if you feel like you keep trying to change things and you want to get better and nothing's happening, one of the first important things that will be helpful is figure out what the story is behind where you are. What is the story that creates the identity that you are right now? An easy spot for this kind of thing is, I know, and because I was in healthcare, right? I was a massage therapist. I worked with a physio clinic, and I treated a lot of people who their story was their condition, of why they couldn't do things. I even had a coaching client for a little while who would tell me she couldn't follow through or stay on track with her accountability goals because she had ADHD. And like, that is your story. Yes, ADHD is a thing, I get it. But there are ways to work within whatever it is that you have. I can't do this because I had a head injury. I get it, I had a stroke. It does shift how you do things, but it doesn't mean you can't do things. And if you read my Stroke of Insight, oh my goodness, even if you have lost use of a limb or something, there are ways to retrain the brain. It's so brilliant. The brain is so brilliant. It's not in charge. It is your best tool, and you can decide how it operates. You can change the story. When I had my stroke, I couldn't see properly for months, but I said, okay, well, I can't do this right now. Oh, I use the word can't. I am unable to do this right now, but I can do this. So I couldn't at that time. I wasn't able to focus on a computer screen. So I put my computer screen up on my TV and sat 6 feet away from it because I could do that. There's ways. I think it's Maria Forleo, her book, Everything is Figure Outable. I love that. That's such a good way to operate in the world. It may not be the outcome that you want or that you had planned on. And that's okay, because usually it's better. You just don't know it until you look back and go, actually, I'm glad I didn't get that job because that left me open to go and do this other thing, which is even better. And if I'd had that job, then I wouldn't have been able to do that. Like, think of all the, we don't know the trajectory. You can't know everything in advance. in advance. Don't try to know everything in advance. Don't read the end of the book. I hate people who read the end of the book. God. Okay, hate's a strong word. It frustrates me when people read the end of the book, because the journey is why you are reading the book. Your book is still being written. Write your journey and make it a fun adventure. Don't make it a discouraging, despairing adventure. That's no fun. You can have moments. We all have moments. But let the trajectory take you on an awesome adventure. We're going to go for one more break, my friend. While we're on the break, send me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach, and let's get your alignment activated, because it's complimentary. At some point, I'll probably charge for this because it's so awesome. But right now, it's complimentary. So dive in and send me an email. We will see you right after the break. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Aspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay, here we go. New story activation. Dun, dun, dun. Let's activate a new story. So, as I was saying, it's super helpful to know what story you've been telling, so you can kind of, you know, you're not just ignoring it. You kind of have, it's important to acknowledge that it's there. Even I was doing a workshop at one point with a woman who was talking about your inner critic. Everybody wants to silence their inner critic. Silence their inner critic. I don't want to silence my inner critic, but I don't let my inner critic drive. My inner critic is in the back seat. It doesn't get to tell me where to go. It just reminds me, you know, of potential dangers. Your inner critic is trying to protect you. Probably trying to protect a very young version of you, because that's usually when it develops. But my inner critic, its name is Susan. If your name is Susan, don't worry. It's not a judgment against your name. She sits in the back seat and she says, I don't know. That's not really good enough. I say, thanks, Susan. I think I could do better too, but this is good enough right now. It's the good enough and press on. It's let's keep moving forward, Susan. Get your foot off the brakes. So if you want to get some work, get to work on this. So what is the story that you have been unconsciously living in? Habits are unconscious. We do them without thinking. It's the way we react to things. It's the things that, there's no better way to describe it. It's the thing you do without thinking about it. I can remember I was making my tea one morning and I went and did something else, and I came back. It's like, I already made it. And it was just a habit, which I try not to do things unconsciously like that. But I had already made my tea. I'm like, oh, okay. That's not the story I'm living in, but that's how your story works. It's the things that you do without realizing it. And if you can think about whose voice wrote that story, that would be interesting. The stories often come when we're young, right? So think about if you have a Susan in the back seat, whose voice does that person have? Could be a teacher, could be a caregiver, a parent, a grandparent. It could be anybody. It could be just somebody you saw one time who criticized you and they took on that voice. That voice has written a story, your unconscious is using that voice to reinforce that story. That's what I believe, you know. And then what version of you is still listening to that voice, trying to be protected, you know, protecting you from making a mistake, protecting you from stepping out into the light, stepping into your own spotlight. This is good. And what are you ready to stop proving? A lot of the behaviors we have are trying to prove something to someone. Who out there are you trying to prove it to? If you're trying to prove it, you're to yourself. You don't have to prove it to yourself. Yourself already knows how amazing you are. But you think somebody outside of you, you have to prove something to. You don't. You don't have to do that. And then think about, what story are you ready to start telling? How do you want to act in the world? How do you want to be present in the world? What story are you ready to start telling about yourself? I'm seeing if I can fit this in. So what I want you to do is, when you get to that story that you're ready to tell, you, when you think of who that person is, take a few minutes and just sit quietly, like shut your eyes, and picture yourself as that person already, and walk into a room. Imagine that person, the amazing you, walk into that room and hold the energy of that person. Like, who does she interact with? When she interacts with people who she knows, he or she knows, what new way of being is she carrying with her? It's your movie. You get to write take your book and turn it into a movie. Take your book and turn it into your own mind movie. You're going to imagine yourself walking into a room and saying, which version am I going to be today? Today I'm going to be the awesome me. And I'm going to walk into this room with people who I've been trying to prove things to, and just be me and be happy to be me and not try to prove anything. It'll take a few practices. You could just play around with it, right? You're not broken. You're not broken at all. I don't believe anybody is broken. Just nobody ever told you you were not broken. And nobody needs fixing. But it's nobody told you how to use what nobody comes with an owner's manual. So so we compare ourselves to other people and think we're broken and we need something to be fixed. No, you need to be you. You need to just write a new chapter in your book. Write your adventure. Make some mistakes. Be excited. Mistakes are like falling forward. Mistakes are the fuel that will help you improve. So when you're ready, my friend, work on reimagining yourself. Work on writing your new story. Work on creating a movie from your new story. I would tune into that movie. Totally 100%. My friend, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you want to have some help with your aligned activation, just send me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach. We are here on the Inspired Choices Network. There's a lot of amazing people here. You should check it out. InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We've been talking about what story you're telling, what story it's time for you to rewrite. You have to read the first draft to do the edits. I'm Heather. Join me next week for another, who knows what it'll be, another session of me contemplating life and trying to help you see how amazing you are. My friend, I hope that you enjoy your week. I hope that you find a new story to tell. And remember to pop over. Share this with a friend who you think can use a new story. And keep shining, my friend.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.